You rinse off in the shower next to me, and I grab the bottle of body wash. I begin to run my hands over your chest, lathering you up. I look down into your eyes and give you a reassuring smile. My giant breasts loom over you, just above your chin. I squirt another big glob on my hand and step closer to you. You look up into my eyes as I grasp onto your penis and begin to gently stroke it, up and down. I want you to tell me when you get close, okay? You respond, not wanting to look down at what my hands are doing to you. Soon, your penis is fully erect in my expert fist, and you let out little whimpers as my hands sculpt your penis into a throbbing hardness. I increase my speed and tighten my grip, twisting my fist along your little penis. You put your hands on my wide hips, steadying yourself as your knees go weak. Yes, I know it feels good, little one. Try to control your breathing. You watch my shimmering breasts sway slowly and hypnotically as I stroke you. I know it does, dear. Don't forget to tell me when you're close. I stroke and stroke your little penis. Can you feel the pressure start to build in your scrotum, I ask, as I bring my other hand to grasp and cradle your testicles. You can feel my long nailed fingers clutch and stroke over them, as I seem to be both massaging and weighing them for their yield. Your body periodically begins to shiver as I look down at you with a serene and detached gaze, while both of my hands pump and massage you in a synchronous rhythm. I quickly remove my left hand from your testicles and take the collection tube and fasten it firmly onto the head of your penis, running the nail of my index finger slowly around the edge of your glands, making sure that the collection bulb of the tube has an airtight seal around the head of your penis. I then return my left hand to your testicles to monitor and massage them. Although we will be working on your endurance today, even if you pass the exercise, I will still need to milk you, of course. I'm going to stroke you a little slower, and I want you to do what I taught you. Deep, slow breaths to stop from exploding, I instruct. I have taught you that by doing this, you will be able to stop your load before it explodes from your testicles. You grasp onto my hips and close your eyes in concentration, your gaping mouth sucking in and expelling air with intensity. My hands continue to wrap around your penis and testicles and stroke sinuously up and down with a slow but consistent snaking of my fists. A young man who is not trained for endurance would soon start screaming and shooting from this methodically slow pumping. You tell me that your breathing exercises are working, with a tinge of fear in your voice. Good boy. Keep breathing deeply until it subsides, I say, as I continue pulling my tight fist up and down your rigid member. You close your eyes in concentration and breathe deeply, in and out, the waves of pleasure in your penis beginning to subside and fall back to a hum of sensations that is not enough to make you erupt. Better? Good. Good boy. I pet your testicles with my left hand and feel your scrotum retract a little away from my palm. All right, we're going to speed things up again, sweetheart, I say, increasing my cock-milking tempo. You look around nervously, as if for an escape. Look up at me, I say softly. You gaze up at me. My body glistens and my hair is wet and slicked back. My big brown eyes gaze down into yours, studying your every reaction with an almost clinical dispassion. My enormous plump lips remain closed, with no hint of expression. Every once in a while, my thick tongue will glide out and over my lips, glistening them with sticky saliva. When I do this, I feel your little penis jump in my hand and hear you whimper. "Aw, does that feel good?" I ask in a maternal voice, while tilting my head slightly and pouting my lips questioningly. You cannot stop staring at my full, thick lips. You have heard that when you get more experience in your endurance, you will be milked directly by my full, powerful lips, and that thought fills you with a sense of dread and fearful excitement. You need to be bucking your hips, sweetheart. Push your penis up through my hand and meet my strokes. You look up at me nervously, as though you are too frightened to do it, but I nod slowly and sternly, something I always do when I want to be obeyed. You nervously rock your hips, slowly matching my steady tempo and meeting my downstrokes, which have become more forceful and possessive. I feel your hands tremble as they hold on to the hips of my hourglass figure. "That's it. That's my boy," I say softly as I pet your testicles, a slow and maternal gesture of approval that contrasts greatly with the aggressive insistence of my strong fist, pumping up and down your penis. The pressure of my milking grip begins to send charges of intense pleasure up your spine. You whimper and you tell me it feels scary. "Slow your pace and breathe deeply," I say calmly. Your body shudders and jerks with pleasure. You are almost trying to fall away from my hand instead of continuing to be tortured by my incredible technique. I hold on to you, establishing a slow, steady squeeze up and down your shaft that sets the tempo for how I want you to breathe and buck your hips. You tell me it feels too good and plead for me to stop. "No, sweetie. Focus on relieving the pressure with your breathing exercises. Stopping is not an option." I look down at you with my stern gaze. My hand on your penis continues a machine-like slow tempo that never wavers, while my other hand grips your testicles as if in ownership. My vise-like grip from both hands, preventing any possibility of escape. Your sweet little face collapses between my breasts, your knees buckling. "Oh, poor little baby." I lean forward to envelop your head within my melon-like orbs, pinning you back against the shower wall as my right hand never misses a beat of its tight pump over your helpless penis. I can feel you try to control your breathing from within my cleavage, but having trouble as you exhale in an uncontrollable rhythm. A wave of nostalgia overcomes me as I am reminded of your deceased predecessor. He would bury his face between my breasts as he helplessly tried to control his breathing during the endurance exercises I would put him through. What a shame that the pleasure I gave my slave reduced him to a little quaking pet, screaming between my breasts, the orgasmic pleasure over the years, eventually lobotomizing him. But of course, that happens to all males eventually, I think, wistfully, as I stroke you with a routine I have honed on hundreds of trapped penises in my hand. It is a pity that males are so fragile. But that is why we do endurance exercises, like today, so that your life expectancy is longer, despite the intense pleasure you will be subjected to every day. And of course, endurance exercises via hand milking is always just to prepare a male for the inevitable mouth milking, a procedure far more intense and pleasurable than hands can possibly provide. I wonder when you'll be ready for my lips, as I let my thick tongue run over them in anticipation at the thoughts. the image of you screaming and lapsing into epileptic seizures as I drain your balls with my powerful mouth is a delicious thought. But no, you are not nearly ready for my lips yet. Soon, I hope, little one. You call me mistress and whimper frantically between my heaving bosom, your voice muffled by your cushioned prison. I can make out that you are saying you cannot hold back anymore. Yes, you can. Mistress wants her pet to develop endurance. Endurance makes pets live longer. Endurance allows a pet to be milked by my mouth. Concentrate on long breaths, I command you sternly. You cry mistress even louder between my breasts, and I can feel your head quake and shiver between my gigantic orbs that engulf your entire head. I feel your penis jump in my hand and see a warm oozing stream of precum begin to trickle down into the collection tube. My left hand feels your balls shrivel up into your groin. Realizing the dam is about to burst, and you simply won't be able to pass your lesson, I look upwards angrily for a moment, while letting out a long sigh, causing my huge breast to heave up and down against your face. I increase my stroking to a violent intensity. My disappointment with you is translated into a fierce pumping over your penis. Each downstroke is almost like a punch to your pelvis. You shout, "No, please no," as your body does a typical flight response before your explosion. You frantically try to escape my grip, which has a hold on both your heads, but there is no escape. I hold you against me as you begin screaming into my giant bosom. Your entire body begins to spasm, and that's when I see hot blasting ropes of semen shoot desperately into the collection tube. The pressure of the semen being shot into the tube makes it bounce and jump against my thighs. Each shot of semen from my dear boy is accompanied by an anguished wail between my cleavage. I can feel your small hands grip the top of my hips with desperate strength. "It's okay. Let it go, sweetheart. That's my pet. That's my good boy." My soft words were in contrast to my forceful pistoning, which shows no sympathy on your spasming penis. I squeeze my fist expertly up and down the frantically bobbing erection with the dispassionate rhythm of hands that have done this thousands of times to many trapped penises. Shoot. 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 Give me all your milk. Shoot. 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 It is a full minute of screaming and wailing before I have milked every drop from your erupting penis. You finally pass out from the ordeal and breathe heavily, asleep between my giant breasts. Your body still held upright from being pressed against the shower's wall. I can feel how slick the inside of my cleavage is from all the tears you wept during your mind-shattering orgasm. Rest. Let your empty testicles produce more of your sweet milk, sweet boy. We begin your training again. Tomorrow.